Howdy do, folks. This is another episode of Conclave Radio. I'm your host, Casey Hall, and I have the sniffles today. One of your hosts.
Well, I'm also one of your hosts. I'm Clint, and I ate 15 honey barbecue wings today at lunch, and it was amazing.
Holy mess.
I'm John Thomas Johnson, and 15, Clint.
Could have eaten more.
That's true. Some days are like that. It
was a thing. I'm Greg, and I've had ministry meetings all day today, so I'm quite glad to just be on the radio.
I'm intern Nate, and I am wearing sweatpants.
Nice.
Casual Wednesday.
Lucky.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hashtag sweatpant life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting to that weather.
I actually got them Sunday, so they're new. Styling and profiling.
It is. I actually have an excuse to wear joggers and my nice thin hoodie.
Yeah.
Actually, I only have one pair of joggers, and I love them.
That's true.
They're the ones that are a little more fitting, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the joggers. Yeah. I want another pair from Santa.
Yes. It was weird. This morning, I woke up. It was 40 degrees. Mm-hmm. I got to wear my jean jacket. I found a pair of
jeans.
I haven't seen the Casey Hall jean jacket in a while.
I wore it to school, and... I found chapstick in my pocket, which is weird. Mm. But, and then it turned into like 70 degrees, and now I'm back in my black t-shirt.
Of course.
That's okay.
Yeah, I was planning on wearing a jacket here, and then I stepped outside, and I said no.
But it's going to be 40 degrees again.
It's supposed
tonight,
to be 40
fellas.
Degrees.
I brought a sweatshirt just to leave, you know.
That's the walk
to the car.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's in the, on my jacket. I'm pretty sure I have a couple jackets in my car.
Or you can give it to the girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because the girlfriends always get cold.
But then he would go home cold. You got to think about that, Clint.
I also kind of like that sweatshirt. Yeah.
She can have the other one.
Girlfriend, sweatshirt.
Yeah, you got to tell her that your favorite sweatshirt is the one you don't want.
Right.
Yes.
Therefore, you know how it works.
Well played, sir.
Psychology.
Well played.
I kind of want another one. It's a Conquer sweatshirt. I don't know what the deal with that is, but...
That'd be a limited edition if you could get on one of those.
Oh, yeah. It'll worth some money one day.
Yep.
I bet it will, too.
Yeah.
My Concord shirt has a hole in it. Mm. It's unfortunate.
I've literally worn that thing for 2 years now. Like, that's my favorite sweatshirt
I have a Concord t-shirt, but it's like a large.
A large.
So
an extra medium.
It's just not how it needs to be. And, you know, it's that kind of... You know, everybody's got that shirt where you're like... Oh, oof, you know, and I just can't. So I unfortunately it just stays in the drawer. Yeah.
Did y'all know it was supposed to like flood tomorrow?
Praise the Lord.
Really?
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh no, not tomorrow. Friday. Sorry.
Friday.
Because our football game got moved to tomorrow. So like Pep Rally gets moved, like everything. I'm gonna have a very long
day
tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
We play Chelsea.
All right.
I wonder what other high school games moved to tomorrow then.
Probably most of them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm thinking.
I just can't wait to be dead Friday from getting home at like probably around midnight and then having stuff to do Friday.
Yep. Internate, you are welcome to come to the Conclave costume party.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Is that Friday night?
That is Friday night.
Wait, you have a football game. If it gets rained out.
If
Well, our football game is tomorrow now.
Oh.
They moved it to tomorrow.
Then
so
you can come
go.
To Conclave costume party, and you could bring a plus one if you wanted to because you're part of Conclave Radio.
Okay.
FYI, I've been meaning to tell you that all week. All
right.
You have an invite.
FYI, you're supposed to know that like 17 years
ago. Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
I also got a kayak like last week. So if it is flooding, I'll try to be here.
Oh, so you have no excuse to make a way over. You can either drive or... Whatever.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be here.
Mm-hmm. No, you can just click it.
I figure we'll have lots to talk about after the costume party. We normally have plenty of material to talk about after we have.
Oh yeah.
A get together.
I'm gonna be the thick Spider-Man.
Dad bod.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
I got the compression shirt and I put it on and I'm like, man, I really don't have a superhero physique.
It's okay. I'm doing John Lennon.
Because that Spider-Man wasn't. He wasn't exactly like fit either, so it's okay.
Oh, he wasn't.
From the Spider-Verse something. Movie.
Oh,
those circle glasses do not fit my head, and it's going to be awkward.
Circle glasses don't look good on me either because I have such a large cranium.
They're so 1970s.
This reminds me of last year. I asked a question: is it sacrilegious to dress up as Jesus for Halloween? And I used that and when I went to go see John Crist at his meet and greet, and everybody thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, he laughed, right?
Yeah, he actually laughed.
He contemplated it.
I made a comedian laugh.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I think so.
And what was the decision that it is sacrilegious
to dress
as Jesus?
You always
need
to do a poll.
I really think he just kind of picked on me for a second. I don't even think he answered it. Because I think it was like he just kind of laughed for a second, and then he's like, you know, who wrote this, and then where are you from, and then he made fun of me because I live by the airport exit. He's like, oh, you live by an airport, that makes sense, or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. He never answered the question.
I've always wanted to see other holiday creatures show up for Halloween. Like I've never seen a Santa Claus for Halloween.
Did you call Jesus a holiday creature?
No.
Oh wow.
No. Oh, we're gonna have to cut that part out.
Casey called Jesus. A holiday creature.
Well, like Santa. Oof. I'll just say contradicting because I can't say sacrilegious if you're Santa because that doesn't make sense.
Santa.
Contradicting Santa character for Halloween.
Okay, guys, it's over. Cut it. There's the episode.
Yeah, there you go. We talk about Halloween costumes. And that's all for this episode of Just Kidding. We're actually going to get into it right now. Santa. So we started a new series recently called Not a Fan, and when I first heard about it, the title threw me off, and I thought, yeah, I am a fan. Turns out that's a bad thing.
That is a bad thing.
Yeah, Not a Fan. It's a series that's a teaching series that's all over. It's by this guy named Kyle Ottleman, and he's a teaching pastor out in Louisville, Kentucky. And it's a very unique kind of study in that it's 6 or 7 weeks of a continuous movie, but it's broken down into weeks, and it's really well done. I mean, it's very well produced. It's about a guy that passes away and how it affects his family and friends around him. And the question is, and this pastor, he talks, and he's a character in the movie, but he's also talking to the audience. And the deal is basically, God has enough fans. He's wanting us to go from a fan to a follower. And each week, it's like a gut punch. I mean, it is a gut punch. I would like to teach this again on like a random Thursday morning to anybody that would like to come. It is just so good. And it starts with the first week. You know, it's are we there yet? Are we there yet to start talking about it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you remember one of my favorite – I don't know if you were there first week, Greg, but
– I was.
You were. One of my favorite things about it was DTR. You might remember that? Define the relationship.
Oh, yes.
And, that's how every couple has that time of, okay, well, what are we? Are we just friends? Are we, what are we? Just dating? Are we, what are we? And at some point, someone has to say, well, we've got to define the relationship. And really, that's kind of what the whole series is about, is God is asking and pressing us, let's define the relationship. Are you a fan? I know him. He's cool. I like to talk about him and see him on Wednesdays and Sundays. Or, am I CEO?
Oh, yeah.
Christmas and Easter only.
Yeah.
Or am I a follower?
Yeah. And one of the big questions was, even the questions after the video were all like a gun punch.
Yeah.
Gun
punch.
Yes.
My guns felt punched.
Yeah. It was all really personal questions, things that like individually that asked. Like the first question was, would you define yourself as a fan or a follower? And that can be, for some people, can be a very easy question. They just don't like the answer.
And what stops you from defining yourself as? That was the real gut punch for me. What is an impediment to you defining yourself as a follower?
Mm-hmm. Personally, it made me question the idea of, do I like the idea of being a Christian and being like a fan, or am I actually a follower? Because it's something that I don't think people sometimes struggle with, I guess, identifying as. Like, they may think they are one thing, but they're not.
Yeah, well, we live in such a modern society where, so many people say they're Christians and they believe, being a fan is Christian. Or is enough to be Christian. And I mean, it's a real gut punch when you kind of look at everything. I don't want to say look at the list per se, but realize
what you do and don't do in order to be defined as a fan or a follower. That's not just something you call yourself, that's just something you realize, crap, I'm a fan.
Well, and I think it's easy for me to put it into perspective because we all know that I take sports a little bit too seriously. Not, like, personally, I don't play them, but I watch them Same. A little bit too seriously.
You watch?
Yeah. Yep. And so putting it into perspective of, would I define myself as an Alabama fan or as a Sabanite, right? Yeah. I'm an Alabama fan. I watch, I perceive, but I don't necessarily invest. And I definitely don't make it my all in all. Okay, so am I a Christian fan or am I a Christian? Mm. Am I a Christ fan or am I going to be a little Christ or am I going to be a guy that knows a lot about Christ? And that's really convicting.
Yeah. There's a difference between having the knowledge and having the heart. And if you have the knowledge, good, but that's not what makes you a follower. That's not what makes you what God is looking for. And some people believe the path to a good heart is to have knowledge. And well, I mean, maybe. It may be the start, but it's not the same.
Well, and he talked about, you know, that what God is wanting to do in all of our lives is a complete overhaul of our hearts. And we say, well, God, that's absolutely, you can complete overhaul. Go at it. However, second floor, down the hallway, third room on the left, that room's off limits, right? That room is off limits, God. You can't go in there. Everywhere else, free reign. Freedom reigns in this place, God, except second floor, take a left, third room on the right. That's a no-go. And so, you know, the question that he asked and I thought was very poignant was, are there any areas of your life that are off limits to Jesus? And what is your reason for keeping him out? And what has been the effect of keeping him out? You know, and that's so true is we sometimes are scared to let him all the way in.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing you have to like stop and evaluate, you know. There's a lot of questions that you don't think about until you get asked. Like, I think most everyone has that one thing that, you know, God's not allowed to touch. And for me, you know, that's entertainment. You know, I love movies, especially superhero movies, but movies in general. I try to watch a new movie all the time, and they're obviously not all great. They're not for a follower of Christ. They all, you know, have language and sexuality and everything in there. But, you know, to the audience, it's still a, quote, good movie, but it's not a good movie. That's always been my thing, is entertainment. That, music, and whatever else. YouTube. You gotta be careful on YouTube.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure that's the same for a lot of people too. Yeah, I know pastors who've watched The Walking Dead.
Sure. Well, and I think we need to, you know, it's a good thing to self-reflect and just say, do I have any areas in my life that are off limits? Mm. You know, because a fan, you know, it's like, you know, I'm a fan of the Braves. Well, in Alabama too, but I think about the Braves. I'm a fan of the Braves, but they let me down this year, and so I said, well, I'm done with them. You know, they let me down again. They choked. I had such high hopes. But you know what? I probably won't even think about them until maybe February or March. And then I'll hear pitchers and catchers reporting. And then I start getting cranked up because that's what a fan does. You know, a follower, somebody that's devoted all the way 100%, there's never that time. There's never that time where I'm in all the way. But a fan would say, well, God, I'm all in with Team Jesus, except such and such, such this area, or such this, you know, area of my life.
Well, you know, and I think about it, I'm almost going to piggyback on that of, am I a fan in the same way that Peter was a fan? Because Peter wanted to be all for Jesus when Jesus was going to take out the Romans. But then when they're saying, weren't you that guy with Jesus? He goes, oh, no, no. So, am I a fan where when he's on top of the world, I'm right there beside him, or am I a follower, mm-hmm. where when he's saying, okay, time to pick up a cross, I go, okay, let's go.
Yeah. Well, one thing, Kyle from the guy from the Not a Fan series, he's got a quote on here. He says, we say to Jesus, I don't mind you making some changes in my life. And this goes back to him wanting to do an overhaul on our heart. But Jesus wants to turn your life upside down. We say, I don't mind a little touch-up work, but Jesus wants to a complete renovation. We're thinking tune-up. He's thinking overhaul. We think a little decorating, why not? But Jesus wants a complete remodel. And then he uses Luke 9:23. Then he says to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. That's the biggest way, is to take up their cross daily. To do that overhaul. Because you're going to want that overhaul too. And, you know, reading the word, praying, and having a devotion every day.
This may sound kind of strange, but the big analogy coming to my head is like doing spring cleaning, where it's like you go in to clean up everything, and then there's like a few boxes that are just full of junk that you know you should get rid of, but you don't want to because it has some kind of sentimental value,
yeah,
to you, but you know it's not going to be worth anything. Like it may be something that you had like from like 7th grade that you're just like, I don't want to get rid of this, but I know I should. But that's the first thing that kind of came to my head. And another thing that came to my head was that this idea of that maybe people are afraid of the overhaul more so because
absolutely.
They are afraid of what kind of change that to their life that will bring, kind of that fear of the unknown aspect of what God can do.
And there are some people who, you know, will like, they'll say, I don't mind touch-up work. Clint says this. He says they have a case of the do-betters.
Yeah.
You know, you want to do better, but it's not.
I don't want to be better. I just want to do better.
Right. It's for the wrong reasons.
Well, and I'm afraid to go in to that situation where Christ may actually have to completely overhaul me, because I'm afraid of what I'm going to lose in the process. Okay, if you're gaining Christ, it doesn't matter what you're going to lose.
Yeah.
And we forget that, and we don't focus on that. And it's easy to not focus on that in the day-to-day, but
mm-hmm.
that's the point. Like, if you're going to be a follower, you got to be okay with losing everything. Now, if he lets you keep a lot of it, he lets you keep your dreams and your aspirations, and he just turns them into something he can use, but you got to be okay with losing it.
And I think that kind of comes down to your relationship too, because in a relationship you have to have trust, you know? So depending on how close your relationship is, you know, kind of, you know, how far you want to go depends on how close you are and how much you trust them.
Yeah.
And every week it never slacks up. I mean,
I don't want to say worse. It gets harder.
Yeah, we're discussing week one. In reality, we're on week three, and week three, my jaw was on the floor most of the morning when I watched it. Like it's just like a whole other level of how it just presses your buttons and just exposes you, your motives and where you're at, and it just. So it's unlike anything I've ever studied, because it just really hits home about where you're at. Like tonight, I don't even know if I'm going to use as the leader God, if I'm even going to use it. Like seriously, I almost think there might be like an altar service in Conclave View.
Is it that much?
I'm telling you, it is not the real deal holy feeling tonight.
Something did come up to me when Nate said that about relationships, and it's from Romans 1:17, where it says that the righteous shall live by faith. Because that's kind of the cornerstone of our relationship with Christ, is that we have to have a good foundation of faith in order for him to build us up.
Mm-hmm.
Because without faith, what is there to our relationship with God as a whole?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And sometimes that, you know, when he's doing an overhaul,
And sometimes faith is hard. Sometimes sometimes when life is just crapping on you and you want to give up, sometimes you just gotta grit it and bear it and just pray about it. So yeah.
If your faith isn't hard, it may not be true faith.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's in the moments that your faith is hard, that's when it's tested.
You need to write that down.
Well.
Write it down and put it up in the room.
Where's
my organ at?
he's doing an overhaul on you, when God's doing an overhaul on you, you know, it says in Luke 9:23, you must deny themselves and take up the cross. I mean, that kind of means, in a way, to me, it means like starting over, breaking the old one down, start a new one. That's when that cornerstone comes in.
Yeah.
You got to set that foundation yourself.
I think the last thing that maybe we can end on this part was the question, and I don't think we've already mentioned it tonight, was if you suddenly died and family and friends were asked for one thing about you, what do you believe they would say?
Yeah.
You know, and because, you know, the last thing you want is for the preacher to have to lie about you. Or you don't want, or the pastor not to be able to say, I know we're hurting here, but he has his reward. He is in heaven with the Father. And that's the last thing you want is for the pastor to all talk about everything but that. Well, he was so nice, and she was so great.
He was a good kid.
Right.
Well, and I wasn't going to say this in conclave you, but I've actually had pastors, when we were in close discussions, say to me, you know, we would be talking about a situation, and they would say, yeah, I preached that funeral, and I specifically avoided talking about where that person was because I was not convinced that they were not in hell. Not, I wasn't convinced of their salvation, but I've had pastors say, I was not convinced that person did not break hell wide open. Like, because of the way they lived, they gave no indication that they had ever decided to follow Christ. And those are hard funerals to preach.
So that gets you, you know, because then you're kind of faced with your own mortality. And it makes you really look in the mirror and say, "Why?" You know, because the deal is, people know the genuine.
They do.
They know. And so what we want to do is, I don't want people to talk about, hey, man, have you ever seen his basement, his Daniel Moore's? Because, man, he's got some great album of paintings in there. Like, I don't want that. Right, I want them to say, man, he knows more useless knowledge of the WWE than anybody. I don't really want them to say that. Right, I want them to say, man, he loved the Lord, and he loved people, and he loved his family. Like, I want them to say that and not say, well, he was a good person. I want them to say, man, he was sold out for Jesus. And so it's the question, you know, are you a fan or follower? And I mean, it's all, you know, and I think in the book it says, or something else. You know, and maybe you're fan leaning towards, you're wanting to get there, you know, and you know, or is it something that you're working on? And so that's, but you know, as a whole, you know the answer pretty much immediately when you're asked that question. You know the answer. Yep. And sometimes we don't like the answer.
No.
Right.
All right, now we're going to start our game called Divinely Inspired or Divine Comedy, where Greg will read a quote, and we have to determine whether it is from Divine Comedy or the Bible.
That was it.
Oh, I love our theme
thank
music.
I'm not gonna remember.
How much did we spend on that?
Zero.
About what we got worth.
Our sponsor. Okay. Our sponsors paid for it.
The Divine Comedy took 20 years to write, off and on.
Really? 20 years?
Yes.
Ah,
Inferno was also heavily inspired by the political situation that Dante faced when he was exiled from Italy.
Tell us how the game works, fellas.
All right. Well, how the game works is Greg is hosting today. He has a series of quotes from Dante's stories.
Dante's Divine Comedy.
Is it,
or,
all three books?
Yeah.
Is it the King James Bible or is it
King James?
It is the King's or the King James Bible.
Got to go with Jimmy.
Oh my gosh.
Jimmy.
Saint Jimmy.
The game is he's going to say a quote, and we all have to guess whether it is from the Divine Comedy or the King James Bible, and he'll tally up the scores, and by the end, I assume someone will win and someone will lose.
Maybe.
That's a pretty big assumption.
I mean,
who won last time?
It was all
literally
four
of us. No one.
It was a tie.
It was a four-way tie. We all won.
You're welcome, Nate.
Yeah, you're welcome, Nate. You would have been a winner. Let's get into it.
Okay, so we're gonna get into it. The fun thing is, it is four pairs of quotes. So I'm telling you, it's four and four.
That's right.
Four of them are from Jimmy about a subject. And I found matching quotes about the same subject from Dante.
Oh.
So.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
Remember, Dante was Italian, so you could probably tell.
But translated.
Yeah, translated.
Teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer.
Can I go first?
You can.
I'm going to say divinely inspired.
Clint says divinely inspired.
I agree with Clint.
See, hold on.
Well,
the Clinton is more experienced, so should he go last? Like, or else we're all just gonna
take turns. I just figured I would go first,
way, and then we go back,
and then yeah,
so I know,
and then I'll be.
Yeah. Okay.
King Jimmy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go King Jimmy. See, because I wanted to say Divine Comedy, and then they all said King James.
I have.
And, the correct
and
answer,
because you all guessed the same thing, you all got it right.
Hey, okay.
It's one of my favorite Bible verses.
Is it really?
Yeah. And my fingers for battle. I love that phrasing.
The Strong Tower got me. I was like, that. I've heard that before.
My hands for war and my fingers for battle. I've preached a sermon on spiritual warfare.
I haven't heard
next
that
episode.
No,
we'll have. Okay.
You've heard that.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to start with Casey. We're going to go that way.
Ooh. Oh, I see.
For she doth make my veins and pulses tremble.
Oh, is that it? Well, that's very much Dante. I think it's Dante.
Is that Song of Solomon or is that Dante?
Is there a repeat? Can we use a repeat?
For she doth make my veins and pulses tremble.
I am going to go with Dante.
I'm going with King James.
Let's split it down the middle.
Go with my man Nate. I'm going King James.
If you're on your phone, that's considered cheating.
No, I didn't. I
King
was
Jimmy
phone,
over here.
But I wasn't looking at
Casey. Huh. JTJ.
Oh, no.
You got it right.
Oh!
Isn't that from when he sees Beatrice?
Beatrice
is in the Hyperion, isn't she? And she does the rose and stuff. I don't know. All
right.
It's been forever since I actually...
Hey, there's going to be a winner and a loser
sections.
This time. Probably.
Don't speak too soon.
Knock on wood.
All right.
Listen.
Clint Johnson.
All right.
You get to go first this time.
Again? I thought we were going this way.
Because we just went that way.
I thought he went first, then I went first, and then he goes first?
Oh.
Which way?
Yeah, they're saying now JTJ would go first.
JTJ, and then next time Nick would go first.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Right,
sure. Okay, we can do that.
Okay, JTJ.
Yep.
The fear of man bringeth a snare. But whosoever putteth trust in the Lord shall be safe.
He put a Lord in there.
He put a Lord.
Jimmy.
Jimmy it is.
Jimmy.
And the Nate.
King James. I'm going to say that wrong.
King James.
I will also say King James.
Proverbs.
Hey! Yay!
Which verse?
Did we all say King James?
29.
Yeah.
29.
29, 25.
Did we go for 29 or 30 together on the
30. Page?
We went for 30.
Whoa. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow indeed.
So right now, Nate and I really need to step it up, and we need the other two to miss one.
Ka-chow is from Dante. Yeah. All
right, Nate, we gotta take some chances, buddy.
Got it.
Dante McQueen. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Cut that part out.
Consider your origin. You were not formed to live like brutes, but to follow virtue and knowledge.
Oh,
and I have to go first.
Yeah, this is...
I'm going to say King James again.
I'm going to say Dante.
I think that's King James.
I've got to take some chances here.
Yeah.
Unless I know 100%.
I'll say James.
Oh, here we go. I need it.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, please.
Oh, buddy.
Please.
This could be really bad for me.
I'm showing Clint so that he gets to see before anybody else.
Woo! I wasn't so sure.
I'm back in it, fellas.
Can you repeat it? Hold on, Kenny King.
Consider your origin. You were not formed to live like brutes, but to follow virtue and knowledge.
Interesting.
Where's that from?
That was a good quote.
I believe that's Purgatorio.
Is that Purgatorio?
And this
that's
brute
why.
Is back in the game.
You're not supposed to live like a brute, buddy.
And Nate is last.
Yeah, Nate's poor last buddy. Again.
So I gotta take risks, boys.
But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee. The fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee.
Dante. There's a couple words in there that makes me think King James.
Right.
But I'm going to stay with my gut.
I think it's Dante, too. Well, don't say that. Don't say ooh. Don't me.
Dante.
Three out of four. Come on, Nate.
I have a decision to make.
Oh. Break the mold, mate.
Do you know what happened last time you made this decision?
Do I want it?
Don't push your luck.
I'm going to say Dante.
Last time you took a chance, you won.
Did we all say Dante?
Everybody said Dante.
Are we all wrong?
Job.
Oh, it's
12-7.
Which one?
Really? Job 12-7. It was King James.
I almost said it too. I wanted to.
I was
contemplating.
That was me taking a chance for
I was contemplating.
Honest.
It sounded very Inferno-ish to me.
Wait, can we
reason.
Know how many Dante and how many King James
There's
you've
four
used?
Of each.
No.
Oh.
If you keep it up here,
I wasn't
here,
keeping
maybe.
Track. I think it was a.
How many,
we've used at least three King James.
How many are we on at this point?
And two Dantes, I think.
No, like how
Wait,
many?
How many have you asked?
This is our.
Let's see. This is the fifth one, and we have 2, 3, 3, and 3. So everybody is tied except for Nate.
Oh.
And we go to.
Jesus.
Casey.
Oh yeah, that's my turn.
First
Hello.
Time. Jerusalem by the rose, by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor wake my love. Till he please, the voice of my beloved.
I've never read Dante. It makes me wish I would. I wouldn't think, as someone who hasn't read the Divine Comedy, I wouldn't think that they bring up Jerusalem, but I have no idea. He was Italian.
He was Italian, and don't forget, he went to heaven.
Mm. He did. I think I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to say Dante again.
Dante. Mm, interesting.
I'll stick to Dante.
Clint, do you need a repeat?
I'm going to say King James again.
I'm also saying King James.
Oh,
so it's split.
Saying,
no, he heard it. No,
no I'm not
he,
saying,
you
know,
said it too
I'm
confidently.
Saying, so I need to take a chance point. So I can take the lead.
Oh, Jerusalem, by my rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not
oh,
up
God.
Nor wake my love
yeah,
till he please the voice
yeah.
of my beloved. Behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains and skipping upon the hills.
Song of Solomon, boys. You're tied with him, right?
Yeah.
And I am now in the lead.
Woo!
Woo! Back in it, fellas.
What
Eat my dust.
What a load of baloney. I think that's... Hold on. I'm going to look at...
Oh,
whoa.
Jerusalem.
I think that was almost. That
How many
was
more
almost,
do we have to go?
That was like almost all the King James.
We have two
though,
more,
wasn't it?
Two.
That was.
So now we're on JTJ.
Yeah.
What, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Two more.
Why do you relish living like a coward? Why cannot you be bold and keen to start?
I sound like a dead horse, but Dante.
Nate Dogg.
Oh, I'm gonna say Dante.
Nate Dogg.
I'm also saying Dante.
It is definitely Dante.
And it is, in point of fact, Dante.
All right. Yes, that means the worst I can do is tie for the win.
Good Lord.
Good.
All that matters.
What if we all tie again?
It's very possible
it's
right
possible.
Now.
It's possible. But somebody's going to have to take a risk. If we all go the same answer.
I was going to say, yeah.
Who goes first this time?
Nate? Oh, I go first.
Nate
oh,
goes
no.
First.
The only reason that you're in the lead is because you took a risk.
I took a risk. That's right. I was pretty fairly certain, though, about O Jerusalem. That was, yeah.
Yeah, that, I shouldn't have taken that chance. Yeah. I took
but
a
you
chance.
Know, now, Nate, you get to start for the last one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here
is
we
this
go.
The last one?
It is the last one.
Oh, right, wow.
B as a tower, firmly set, that shakes not its top for any blast that blows.
I don't like shaking my top for anybody.
Amen. I'm going to go King James.
Dante for the win.
I'm saying Dante.
What the heck? I'll follow the crowd.
And Dante is correct.
Yeah. If I did the math, if I did the math in my head,
just through process of elimination, I could have probably guessed
right.
that.
Yeah.
Woo. I'd like to thank all the little people in my life. First, I'd like
and
to
then,
thank God.
That's all for this episode.
So God's a little person.
We got a fan
it's
in here.
Than him being a holiday creature.
Well, I don't know about all of you, but I feel convicted just listening to the back and forth.
Jeez.
Right.
Feel the spirit.
Thank you.
You're not recording.
Yeah, I am
now. You're recording. Good. You missed that entire section.
Yeah. It probably have been good radio. But.
If you join our Patreon, we will upload our extra segment.
We
on.
Have
we
a,
need to start a Patreon.
We have a $25 tier for starters.
I'm not allowed to start a Patreon until my Patreon goes live, which isn't allowed to start until somebody works on my artwork for the Patreon.
Okay.
So we have a $25 tier where you get episodes 3 weeks ahead in advance.
That just gives me. Wait. So this, could I this work on your different. Artwork and then get paid, and then I get paid for that, and I'll get the money from the Patreon? It doesn't go to me. But you know what I mean.
It's all.
You're not making money off of the artwork.
No,
that's
what?
An act of
it's
ministry.
For the Lord.
That's true.
But what about the indulgences, Greg?
Do I look? Never mind. Hey, Casey.
Yes.
I really enjoyed this episode, but you
Thank
know,
you.
If I wanted to walk deeper
yes.
about being a follower and not a fan, what could I do?
Well, you could define the relationship. You could take a few minutes this week to define the relationship with Jesus, like what is it now and what do you want to be, and even what do you need to do in order to, I was going to say expand, move forward.
And if I was somebody that journaled, that'd be a good thing to write down in my journal. But even
Absolutely.
If I don't journal, that's a good thing to
yeah,
think
you can
about
write
and meditate
it down.
On. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, you could also take a few minutes of prayer. You know, close your eyes and in your mind picture Jesus. Watch him turn, look at you, and hear him say, "If you would come after me, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me." Hear him say these words again and again, and become aware of your own reaction to his invitation. And that's just a few of the ways you can deepen your walk with Christ and define the relationship, realize if you're a fan or a follower.
So, Casey, if I deepen my walk with Christ and I define my relationship and I figure out that I want to be a part of Conclave or Metro, can you tell me how I can be involved?
Absolutely. If you want to deepen,
well done.
If you want to walk deep in your, deepen your walk, I don't even know how to say it anymore. If you want to deepen your walk with Conclave, you can come join us every Sunday at 6 o'clock.
at night,
we always have dinner, and we always have a great service by Clint Johnson. What a great pastor!
What a great guy
what
he
a
is.
Great
good
guy.
Looking too.
That's true. Not he is taken. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, sorry, ladies.
And we also have Conclave U every Wednesday at 6:30 at Metropolitan Church of God, where we are actually studying the Not the Fan series. Is where our content comes from. And if not, you can come to Metropolitan Church of God every Sunday at 10 o'clock, where Pastor Jason Browning is always. Apparently using felt boards now, but it's still a great lesson. But if not, guess what? We're all over social media. Conclave is all over social media. Conclave Radio is all over social media. Even Metro is all over social media if you want to give them a follow as well.
All over social media.
All over. You can find Conclave Radio. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're now on Facebook. I'm working on it. Twitter is actually Radio Conclave. Instagram is Conclave _radio. Pretty sure. And you can follow Metro Conclave at Conclave_Metro, I think. Yes, Conclave Metro. And listen to the podcast.
And subscribe and share.
And subscribe and share and leave a comment. I guess you can leave a comment. Yeah, on our social media you can.
Yeah.
We are on Facebook. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts. We will be on Spotify and wherever else you can, and Stitcher and wherever else you listen to podcasts. And yes, I hope you all join us, I assume next week, for, well, let's hope next week, for another episode in our Fan of Not a series on
Conclave Radio!